This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, October 4th. God's word to you today is question and answers, and this is part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2 verse 13 from the King James Version, and it says, "For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." We are going to kick off today's devotional with our final answer from yesterday, because it is a struggle a lot of us have as we walk with God. And that is, how come this same God that has healed headaches and the likes through me is not responding to healing when it is critical? Yesterday, I shared my experience with you about how the first dying person that I prayed for died even faster. In fact, it seemed like my prayers sent him to heaven faster. I said to God, "You set me up. You should have left me where I was. Why did you say you will do something when you would not do it? Did I force you to say it? I am not following you again." Honestly, I had those conversations with God. Is God not merciful? He is so merciful. He drew me and comforted me. When things play out differently from my expectations in the place of prayer, I have learned to accept that God is God and I am not. I have also learned to trust that He knows what I do not know. And as tough as it may seem, at the end of the day, when we see Jesus, everything will make sense. When we look at all our hours of prayers and at all our sacrifices and the unexpected results, it may not make sense now. But we must trust and keep trusting God no matter the outcome. After that first experience, by the grace of God, God has raised the dead and brought back to life people that were dying. So it puts me in a place where I'm not even struggling to make it happen. Perhaps that is the mustard seed that Jesus was talking about. I'm not bringing my big faith to make it happen. Instead, I'm saying to the Lord, "Please make this happen." Question: is the gift of speaking in other tongues different from the gift of diversity of tongues? Answer: the gift of speaking in other tongues and the gift of diverse kind of tongues are totally different. Other tongues is a gift you can control. That is why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 32 from the King James Version, "The spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets." 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15 from the King James Version says, "I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also." The gifts listed in 2 Corinthians 12 are gifts that are stirred up by the Holy Spirit as He wills. We do not control those. He can give you a tongue and give someone else the interpretation. The people that are prophesying to others are very suspicious because you cannot operate these gifts at will. I know there is the office of the prophets, but there are not many people that really operate in that office. The people that operate in the office of the prophet can engage and stir up prophecies. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.